if I don't know, yesterday I really a person buys an apartment and he's setting up his bedroom. I mean, the Mishnah Brura really paskins that you should be makbid even in a place with mechitzos. You shouldn't set it up in Mizrach al-Ma'arav. The person has a problem and can't set it up in Mizrach al-Ma'arav, the room doesn't allow for it, so then there's what to be soinachan, to be makel, I would say. But I want to retract. I made it a little too, like, we don't do this nowadays, and I want to retract that. I don't know if we don't. If a person came to me and he was setting up his house, he just got married, he's setting up his furniture in his house, I would say the Mishnah Berurah paskens to be makbid, you should be makbid. You know, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah comes out with a clear maskana, and we follow the Mishnah Berurah. If you can't, then you have a problem. So you have the Rosh Hashulchan, you have the Zohar, you have the Shittas that with mechitzas, it's okay, even by Tashmish Hamita, just like by Beis HaKisei. But I was a little too, what? Listen, if the Mishnah Berurah says totally Zohar, who am I to argue? That's how be in Yonim stuff. Totally Zohar is a certain level of trying, you know. If it doesn't work, if it's uncomfortable, if it makes the room look weird or whatever, or the headboard doesn't fit, the chleis, but I want to retract. Yesterday I made like it's nothing and you don't have to do it, and I realized, I know the Mishnah Berurah paskens yes to be careful about it, and if there's mokum adchak or even mokum where it's hard, so then you have all the things I mentioned yesterday. But certainly l'chatchila one should follow the Mishnah Berurah's maskana. Okay, Sif Yud, lo yikaneach biyad yamin. So there's five reasons in the Gemara that are stated for this. I'm about to say something that's not for the faint-hearted. So if you're a sensitive person, leave now. There are some achronim that say that this whole esek of yikaneach biyad yamin and everything we're talking about is only when you actually do it with your hands. But if you use something else, there's no hakpada. You want to know who says it? The Eishel Avram, the Bechacha Rav. I don't have a raya that he's wrong. Alright, anyway, if you find this hard because of certain dexterous problems, I would say maybe you could be soinuch on him also. Al kaponim, there's five reasons, but again, I'm not making light chas v'shalom of the din. Lo yekaneach biyad yamin. So there's five reasons given in the Gemara for it. The Mishnah Berurah says as the primary reason, when they share kosher but tefillin al zroa hasmoli, you do a davar shebekdusha with it. You do the act of kshira with the yad yamin. So you'll say, well, isn't the smol even more holy? You actually put the tefillin on the smol. The answer is that you don't put the tefillin on your hand; you put it on your arm. But the act of kshira is done with the right hand. The otam macherim, this reason's given, and Lagabi, if women have to be makbid, and the whole shayla of a lefty, and the whole shayla of if you do certain things with your left hand, certain things with your right hand, and the whole asik with women, if they have to be makbid in the bir halacha, we won't go into all of the protein, but they're all totally in which of the reasons are primary and which are secondary. But the Mishnah Berurah, obviously, I mean, if you would read the Mishnah Berurah and you say this is primary, so you would say so women don't have to be makbid at all. But the Achronim say that's not the case. Women have to be makbid also because of the other reasons. But the Mishnah Berurah chose to make this the primary reason. Maybe he said, I am the Gemara, and he thought you would do so. I wouldn't hold my breath. But maybe you will. It could always be, I am the Gemara. Right? I always have my joke about Tzorech Iyun. I've said it many times. If a person would come down from a foreign planet, and you would put him in a Beis Medrash, and he would sit there for a week, and then you would ask him, what does Tzorech Iyun mean? He'd say, it means, okay, it's time to go weiter. You do all know what Tzorech Iyun means, right? What it really means. it means it's time to not go weiter, and it's time to be ma'ayin. But so my marshal is, if you would take a person from a foreign planet and put him down on a street corner, and he would sit there for a week, and you would ask him what a yellow light stands for, he would say it stands for go faster. The totally zorim of the kaneach betzbahal emtzoi. Nobody, anybody listening to me? Hello. The totally zorim of the kaneach betzbahal emtzoi. You see, that's already the middle finger of the left hand, which you're being mekaneach with. It's totally zoher shekorach alav haratzua. So here, the totally zoher, the achronim happen to speak out that if it'll prevent a thorough cleaning, then don't bother being nizhar. The kosel achronim to eat their yada lefty shekolin yonav also b'smol mekaneach b'smol di day. That's what a lefty's yamin and smol are concepts. So you'll find many times by a lefty the word smol di day, his left hand, which means the right hand. Shu yamin kolodom. But smol is a concept. The imkosev the smol the sharmaisavoy the yamin oil lehepa kind of beer alakar to olarichus. Anyway, so that's the din, and you should do the din. Again, if you find it hard or it doesn't go, or for some reason you're not dexterous in that hand and indeed you have trouble cleaning, maybe you can be simech on this achron. You're not just an achron, he's a choshev achron who says the whole thing is when you do it by hand. Basically, ask a shayla. It's a din, by the way. I mean, it's a din. Not a joke. Lo yikaneach becheres. The Yudalef is, wait till we get to the end of Yudalef, because Yudalef is, the Ramah will speak out, it's not nogeyab as man hazeh, most of it. Lo yikaneach becheres b'shem kshofim, they would cast a spell on pieces of cheres. Velo ba'asovim yaveshim. They used to do it with rocks. If anybody here learned Masechet Shabbos, the primary use, the primary kinuach was done with rocks. They had like different size rocks, big rocks, middle rocks, small rocks. Which is very flammable, which would include paper. You're right. So let's go to the Ramah soon. It creates problems with his with the rectal hole, with hemorrhoids. Below its rosh, kinech bo chavero, you might not feel like doing that in any event. Neshemevi is other than the tachtonios, which is probably hemorrhoids. Hagov, achshav shepotik yisol shalonu einan basodeh. So there's no people walking around casting spells on your rolls of toilet paper because it's safely ensconced in your house. No, and if it's, unless it's charming, because then, you know, no little ganeach, nobody even knows what I'm referring to. That's who, they don't have it. I don't think they had that advertisement anymore when you people were growing up. It's only the old people that know about Charmin. Huh? Everyone knows Charmin? I think they stopped in 1990. So, anyway, so there's no kshafim, because people don't walk around casting spells. They don't get to your house. Anyway, which is sometimes said, don't apply it too liberally, or who knows what you'll end up doing. It certainly sounds like a head of lashon hara to me. Puk chazim ayam advar means go look what people do. You get entertainment here too. Okay. Sivkot yudches mishnebura. The cheres, afilu hi chaloka. The Gemara says 2 points about cheres. It's serrated, it's rough, and you can be mazik yourself. But since the Mechaber says Mishum Kshofim, so the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, he's talking about a smooth piece of cheres. The Einu Mekareya HaBosar. The Meina Chaloka V'yesh Bro Chidudim Ketanim Yesh V'gam Kevim Me'asakonish Lo Yenatik Shnei'ar Karkashta. The rectal hole with the teeth there, whatever it's called, the little pieces will get ripped further. Yutes Kaveiro Avalam Kila Huatzmo Bo. It's okay, which I don't think we'd be too crazy about either. Osha Yobe, sure, even if its friend used it, but now it's dried. Osha Kinach Mitzaracher, he uses a different part of it, less lumbar, then it's okay. No. We have different sensitivities nowadays. We're much worse off and better. I don't know. We're much more sensitive now. These things are unthinkable to us. I don't know, maybe just in the Western world, though. Go down to India. You got to go visit these places.
What?
It's only the Western world. You don't know how they go to the bathroom in Calcutta. There you have to follow these halakhos are very relevant. Go ask Roden. Where's Roden now? He went to some place. Where'd he go?
Shanghai,
yeah. Shanghai is Kaddish. Okay. Einan basod of loshkichi kshofim. There's no lochem mutam becheres. V'davke muhcholam kanal. V'dobar shor sholeik bo efshim davkeling in short dvorim. Aval leinyan asovim yaveshim gam lahagoy yesh lahachmir. They mechad chemes haboser. If you ever gotten a paper cut, well, it's called a paper cut, but you've been putting on schach. You know those things can be awfully sharp. Asovim yaveshim. You can get a very deep cut. If you're not careful. The kids are on both sides. The din of the mechaber is cheres, which is rough, is a sakana. Cheres, which is smooth, is kshofim. You don't have to worry about it nowadays. Anything or sholeik bo is kshofim. You don't have to worry about it nowadays. Sror shekinach bo chaveiro, if it's still wet. Or if then you don't do it because it's a sakana, it's a health sakana. If it's dried up, or you use another side, or you use your own, then it's not a health sakana. That sums up the sif. Okay. Right. This is very nogan nowadays. Also, you know, you have to be considerate of your wife. And of other people in your house, and of other people if you use a public restroom. Maybe you won't leave it dirty, but you might leave certain things wet, which is not very pleasant for a person that sits down on it after you. Clean up after yourself, Bekitza. That halacha is relevant to us. Yud Beis, Yifnei Betznius, Belayla Kamo Biyom. That refers to Mizrach Meirev, what we saw, in a place without machitzas, and it refers to how much of yourself you uncover. Night, day, it's the same thing. All of those dinim apply. The dignity you're supposed to display with the hergish of Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Summit, so there's no difference of night and day. Obviously. The dinim of Richuk, which are bepoel, people seeing your pirua, even the little that you are allowed to uncover. So that you don't have to do, because that's the poil people seeing you. Like we saw, me'achari ageder, if there's no geder. So if it's a night, they can't see you, so you're okay also. The main sham odom b'fane berachom. You can even go in the middle of the street. Remember, they didn't have indoor plumbing, so, but he shouldn't do it where people walk. That's considered a very clear lack of tznius, lack of dignity to do it when someone's around. Very important halacha, especially if you've ever been stuck in traffic. This has to do with gedolim. Even if someone's watching you, even if someone's looking and you have to go, you go. It's a sakana to not go with ketanim. In tzorach lakach, she'ein lo mokom. I'm sorry, mutar afilu biyom b'fnei rabim. In tzorach lakach, she'ein lo mokom. You don't have to flaunt it if you have to. We're talking about. Afilu b'fnei isha. Even if a, what? The mokom sakana, I would say so. It's only chilul Hashem. Would you worry about chilul Hashem if your life was in danger and the only way you can get to the medicine that's going to save your life is by doing something that's a chilul Hashem? What we call colloquially chilul Hashem, because it's not really a chilul Hashem. If someone will think badly of me and maybe of all Jews, you're allowed to do it, yeah. What? It's a shiloh. I got news for you. You can take off the yarmulke. You're going to look like you're a Jew. You're going to have to sit there, shave your beard, take off the yarmulke, take your haircut, get rid of your payas. By that time, the sakana's kicked in already. You're right, what you just said, it's Western values, but he wouldn't accept that as an answer, because he would say, but it's far to chilul Hashem. It's not...
Chilul Hashem, you don't have to be it's not on that level of Chilul Hashem. Even if we would call it a Chilul Hashem, which I have, you know, I'm not so sure. I really have noticed what I, not everything's a Chilul Hashem, what people say are Chilul Hashem. Anyway, Vafilu Bafnei Isha Mishim Dikos Akantum Yamir Atzmo. You know, there's stories. You know, someone sees you driving in a car Shabbos. You know, something happened in your house, and you have to drive your kid to a hospital Shabbos. You know, you don't care what the neighbors are thinking, what people are thinking. You go to a city, people are seeing you driving a car. You go, and that's supposed to be down the cops course. That's all. V'isha though lo tamud lahashtin afilu neged ponov sholtino shumdika chatzifusa. A woman is particularly though there's a hakpada on a woman. Avol itzdod. Just go to the side. Don't do a mamish in front. Shaina mashtenis mamish neged ponov less lambo. Even if you could see her, but you're not doing it right in front of you. A woman should exhibit somewhat more edelkeit. Okay. Yud Gimel Lo Yashtin Me'umad Mitnei. So this, okay, you'll see when it's Nogeya. Lo Yashtin Me'umad Mitnei Nitzotzos Hanitozen Al Raglov. If you the drops of urine will end up going on your legs, and there'll be a chashash. People will notice it. People will be able to see it. They'll say you're a krushovcha who can't have children, and there'll be moitzi laws on your children. Unless you're in a high place and you're being mashed in very down, so it won't go on your feet. So it right away gets swallowed up in the earth. It doesn't bounce back. It drips, it doesn't form an arch. Unless he does it in a way that there's no nitzotzos al raglov. Which is also another eitzah to sit. Thick cloth, so there's no problem of touching your armor, which we'll see in the next sit. The entire mission of you're supposed to brush it off with your hands, but it's because of the chashash that you won't do a thorough job, that we lechatchila say that you have to take care when you're mashed in, either sit down or do it from a high place in a way that it won't bounce back onto your feet. Yudalit says yizor shelo yechol ba'amo v'yashdin. You don't hold on to your aver, even for the purpose of avoiding the nitzotzos al raglov. Mutav that people will call one's children mamzerin, and he shouldn't get into this situation of rishmas, the Gemara says. So yizor shelo yechol ba'amo v'yashdin directly, even to avoid the nitzotzos. Imlo mi'atora ulamata, right, from the atora downward, away from the goof. Downward means away from the goof, the very top part. That is not mechamein the aver, and therefore does not cause sozer levatola. The reason being not to touch the aver, and they shemotzi shechazer levatola. Ellen came who nosli, a married person is pas pasalo, and therefore doesn't have to worry about this. Umidus chasidus lizor afilu hanosui. Tezvov says afilu misheino nosui mutul soyeya bebeitzin. That's what we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah before. Tezayin says lahutul lenosui lechol ba'amo el lahashtin. It's not a free for all. Amo lehischache, even if it itches you. Lo, so the eights are through a matlis ava, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah now on these three sifim. Ulamato v'afilu me'ever v'kishu imutu me'atoru ulamato me'shemotzi v'atzaloma shal yudei negiyosu begid boli dechimu v'hirhur v'yovol hazeh to shechvazer l'batola v'chomer avon hazeh ayin v'ebenezer simuchav gimel. So the Mishnah Berurah paskin you should be mine and v'ebenezer simuchav gimel. Let's see who listens to the Mishnah Berurah. Who knows who the eshma pas pasalo. The Mishnah Berurah comes down the Chumrah.
Bayan be, I'm not sure what, Sinuchot Gimel Siv Dalit, Eben Ohezer, MPM, Tafilo Nosu Yeno Mutalos and Yodel Amal Klau, Elabashon Shu Torah Lina Kavav. It's not a free for all, like I said, it's just when you need to, so we won't make you by a Nosu. And also, you've always mentioned that you're pachas shloyipol, ain't lachmer benosui cloud. The Gemara really talks about in a place where you have a pachad, you're not going to kavli day herhurim. The reason this is not brought down as an eitzah in Sif Yud Gimel, for example, is because it's very hard to measure the degree of pachad which makes you avoid herhurim. So, wasn't the mechaber didn't bring it down? I guess any pachad in conjunction with being a nosui, and it's only a minus chasidus, so okay. If you feel the need to, actually, you got us bamboo beyond though. You have to be careful about that. Okay. Yud Zion, Hamash and Ekovo, that's Gedolim. Over Mishum Baltashakitsu. Some hold it's even a Dioraisa. The Masha Atzal, the Tan of the Mishnah Berurah says, Over Mishum Baltashakitsu, Mishum Shaliyah Okar. You're messing the health thing. It's a Sakona, you're acting yourself, the Gemara says. You're messing up your system there. The Hamasha Belahofiach. Ain't over about the shots. Okay, that's good to know. Gamo iser about the shots who nitchem and they cover the brios. Here we say, because on Hamash and the kovav and sheyitzu mokum tsenua uchai gavda, but not the iser by ketanim we saw. By ketanim you do it immediately as soon as you feel the urge. You're really supposed to. Actually, though, it is brought down in the achronim that if you can hold it in for a halichas parasof, which is the good old 72-minute shear, then you're not even over, not by gedolim, not by ketanim. So, although it's a good idea to go, what? Davening is a whole other issue. You're right, but that's here we're talking even without davening. Just the din that you have to go right away. So if you feel that you can last for 72 minutes, so it's not preferable, but at least you wouldn't be over these lavin. You don't have to worry. You're bringing yourself in day sakana or being over about the shaks. Yizorma ol the kaneach hekeiv. He'd sew up in makoma b'mashu, and like if you were davening, and there would be a sew up in makoma b'mashu, you wouldn't be able to davening. You would have to daven over again. So this is something you have to be careful about. The tov lirchot piatabas b'mayim or barok. Now they have, I don't know if they have an Eretz Yisrael, they have bidets. You press a button, you get automatic water. They tried to sell once a toilet paper that was there. That was moist. I don't know if that ever worked out. What? Something like that, but it was toilet paper, but it was moist. Well, you get a bidet. Tovler chos, b'mayim. Okay.